down dogma with his karma. This is the Drew Marshall Show. And a deck of cards, I got a
royal flush and a Cuban cigar. All right, you know, it's time to hang on to the proverbial seatbelt. Hang on to the seatbelt? No, it's probably time to fasten the seatbelt. Hang on to the joy bar? I have no idea what I'm saying. All I know is you're in for a treat and a bit of a ride. Country, blues, rock and roll are her primary weapons of mass destruction. Though it's her sultry, expressive voice that steals the show. Full of fire and sass, it's no surprise this rockabilly queen is raising eyebrows, even the plucked ones, as the it girl on the scene. She was coined Best Female Artist 5 consecutive years in a row by View Magazine, and her debut album, Spank, Sparkle, and Growl, took the Best Award for Best Alt Country Recording of the Year at the 2010 Hamilton Music Awards. Also garnering nominations for Female Artist and Female Vocalist of the Year. Her latest EP release, by the way, I don't know if this is up to date, but I'm reading it because it was on your site. Her latest EP release, Tease, has been picked up by the Let's Riot Music label and has been spreading like wildfire. Folks, you're listening to the Drew Marshall Show, and we're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're live on Real Radio, sort of, here in Southern Ontario. Joy 1250 is the station. You can get the TuneIn app and listen right now if you're on your smartphone somewhere. I met this young gal at a wee little club in the city while I was visiting Danny Nash, who is now one of my new most favorite human beings. And if you don't like Danny Nash, you have a problem. Ginger St. James walked into the... actually, the first time I saw you, Ginger, you walked in... Let me think this through now. Danny and...
Amber McLean.
No, but it was... You're right. That's the first time I talked to you was right. Was at that club. But there was another at 3030.
Oh.
And why can't I remember this girl's name?
Samantha Martin?
Yes. All I got is whiskey voice. I mean, right? She's going to blow her vocal cords out, that girl. But so that gig was going on, and you walked in, and it's funny. As soon as you walk into a room, you're one of those people that people notice. You got that little je ne sais quoi going on.
Yes, I do.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Got a gig tonight?
I do.
What's going on? Where, when, how, why?
We're playing in Hamilton, Ontario, at a place called the Zoetic Theatre, previously known as the Movie Palace.
Okay.
526 Concession Street with Miss Shania Lynn Dawson. So it's a double bill of country, western, blues, and rock and roll. Tickets are $17, and the doors are at 7 p.m.
That was very well done.
Thank you.
Most people suck at marketing themselves, not you. Good job. That's maybe why you have more Facebook followers than a lot of the other people that come through here.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who's this stellar young stud with you here today?
Well, the stellar young stud is Mr. Snowhill Slim. He's part of the band called The Grinders, and he's the reason that this band's together in the first place. So we got in touch in about 2008. He wanted to put a band together, and I liked his picking. I thought he was a great player, and wham, bam, there you go. And now, nice. You know, 5 years later, we have a fantastic band, and we co-write together, and yeah, it's pretty great.
Good. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up in the country? Did you grow up in the city?
I did. Well, a bit of both. Uh-huh. So I lived on the farm in Benbrook, Ontario, with my dad and my mom and my sisters and brothers, and we boarded horses there.
What kind of horses?
All sorts of horses. Thoroughbreds, quarter horses, you know, a variety of breeds. And then we moved from the country to the city where I could go to public school, and that was in Stony Creek, but we still had the farm, so I'd go up there all the time, hang out in the barn. I love hanging out with my dad. We'd go to car shows too. You know, 820 Cham, which at the time was a country station, would be blaring in the barn. You know, I just wanted to kind of muck stalls. I'd help bale hay and, you know, drive the tractor into complete mess in the field and knock off a whole load, but whatever.
But did you ever chew?
Did I ever chew straw?
Tobacco.
Oh, tobacco. No, thanks.
Can I just say that, you know, a country girl is one thing, but when a country girl chews, ooh.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that. Yeah, so I throw that in. I remember back when I tried chew, I was in rodeo school.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a good combination because you don't want to swallow that stuff.
No, thanks.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, yeah. What, can we do a little song, please?
Yeah, sure we can.
What you going to do?
So this is a new song we've just finished. It was inspired by our trip on the Via Rail train that took us across Canada. They have a program called the Artists on Board program. So if you're a duo or a solo outfit, I encourage you to check that out. But I feel every band needs a train song, and we came up with this little ditty. It's called Train Whistle.
Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Ginger St. James.
I see the glimmer of sunrise, the daylight shining on my face. I got a smile to meet the morning by the tracks from my skate. My mama said I was a rambler, my father loves my gypsy blood. My baby and I, we ride together. Came the world got flooded by the rain, I'd grab a paddle and a boat, make my way just the same. I could fly like a bird in the sky above the world, but nothing can compare to a boxcar and a prayer. I hear the sound of a whistle, a train, a whistle slinging song along its way. I smell luxury, freedom, it's the only. A train whistle slinging songs along its way. I smell luxury, freedom, it's the only thing I need. And the tracks along the way, all aboard, hey, hey.
Ginger St. James on the Drew Marshall Show. That is the best flat picking we've ever had on the show. That was fun. Well, hold on. I sort of lied. There's one guy. Yeah, Tommy Emmanuel, who's... Yeah, there's always one guy. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. Is that in the way?
Well, I want to see him doing his picking.
Oh, you okay. You don't want to see my sign?
No.
We're good at self-promotion here.
The sign says Drew Marshall Show,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, radio talk.
You can't see it.
I know. So there are many flat pickers that can kind of roll that good. So you've been playing for a while, obviously. Snow Hill Slim. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Where did that come from?
I took it.
I like that. That's your answer right there.
An old blues guy. He called himself Tar Heel Slim. I kind of threw a little
Canadian in there?
Yeah, a little white boy twist on it, I guess you could say. I don't know.
I love it. You deserve a name, man. With that kind of playing, you deserve to have a name.
Thank you very much.
Why is flat picking much more of a rare thing? It's just that much more work, I think, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's playing bluegrass is fun. I just love it. It's kind of my bag.
Yeah. Ricky Skaggs, you ever listen to much of his stuff? Yeah, we had Ricky on the show, about 6 years ago, and what a gentle, nice man.
Oh, yeah.
Just a sweet dude.
I believe it.
I have a friend in California. His name is Dennis Agajanian, and somebody has reported that he is the fastest flat picker ever. Dennis Agajanian. Look him up.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Snow Hill Slim. Slaughtering it in the background. Very well done. You know, it shows a good talent, Ginger, when you can surround yourself with that kind of talent. Because too many people are insecure about putting that. It's like brides making sure they pick ugly bridesmaids. And you're not worried about this. Well done. Way to surround yourself with some
Yeah, the rest of the band is amazing, too. We have Mr. Greg Briscoe, who plays keyboards with us. He'll be joining us this evening. He's fabulous. I've been playing with him for about 8 years. And we just actually joined, teamed up with this beautiful young lady. Her name's Carrie Ashworth. Carrie Ashworth. We call her Carrie Axworth now because she brought home this like beautiful Gretsch hollow body bass. And we have a drummer we work with. His name's Robin Pearson, and also Tom Lamontagne. But I mean, it's just fabulous to be on stage, have the best time. Everybody's giving it their all. And nice. It's not about anybody in particular. It's about the song. It's about the good times. It's just about putting on a great show, and I feel if you're having a good time, then everybody else is too.
Heck yeah. What was the name? Why can't I remember the name of the club where you and I spoke?
The 3030?
No, the other one. That was
Lula?
One of our first. No, it wasn't Lula. It was
Dakota?
Dakota, thank you. There's just so many clubs, so little time. that was a great vibe. I love that place. Mm-hmm. I love that just the fact you go down the stairs. It's got that sort of wooden Barney thing mm-hmm. going with the kind of patio light deal,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just, I like it there.
It's kind of like a, you know, saloon slash tavern. It's definitely one of my favorite places to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you were sick that night, and you still pulled
it off. I was. I know.
You were a freak
show. That's the first time I've played solo in a long time, too.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't normally. I mean, I can every now and then, but, you know, I prefer to be with my peeps.
Tell us about the Via Real experience.
Oh, that was incredible. I was so excited. We applied to go. You know, first of all, we're going to go visit our pal Daryl, actually, who was a bass player for us, but he left us to go to Edmonton to pursue a job.
Jerk.
I know. Well, he's the responsible one, you know. He's like, I need to have a future. And we're like, ah, whatever. Just roll with the punches, man. It's all fine.
Yeah.
So anyhow, he headed out to Edmonton, and we're thinking we'd like to pay him a visit, and we heard about the Via Rail program, so we applied. And they accepted us, so it was fabulous.
And so what is the Via Rail program?
Okay, the Via Rail program, they have, it's called the Artists on Board program. So if they like what you do and you're a good fit, what happens is that they provide you with a cabin, and you basically play for your ticket. But you get to travel across Canada.
They feed you too?
They do. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You even get to eat in the same dining room as the passengers.
That's pretty, that's like better than a Titanic right there.
And I just mean the scenery was just, I was so full of pride for my country because I've only ever seen scenery, you know, off like the 401 or the 400 or something. This is totally, you know, like bridges.
Different than the 401?
Yes. Yes, Drew. Thanks for that.
Can I say the most butt-ugly drive is between Mississauga and London on the 401? There is bupkis to see there.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Just going to say
for
that.
Kitchener, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, but you can't see it for, really from the
401. What about the big Schneider sign when you come between Woodstock?
Why don't they have a big weenie there? You know, there's the big goose in Wawa. There's the big bull somewhere else.
Have you ever seen the big catfish in Dunville?
No.
Oh, you need to.
Really?
Yeah. Muddy the Mudcat.
Does it have whiskers?
Yeah. He's gigantic. I'm telling you, like bigger than this room. It's great.
Why this music?
There was no real reason. I just... you know, this is just how it's going. I don't know. I don't have no intention to sit down and write, you know, a country song or a rockabilly song or a blues song. It's just sort of what's been, you know, sort of invested in me since I was a child, you know, growing up with so many different genres. You know, I spent a lot of time with my nanny and granddad when I was a young child. Mm. They listened to, like, big band Glenn Miller. You know, they had 8-tracks and records going. You know, and then also, you know, as I got older, my nanny would, you know, buy the Time Life movies. So it was a constant flow of musicals. I wanted to be Bernadette Peters. I would sing Tomorrow until Never Ending
until
that
tomorrow.
My dad's telling me to quiet that kid up, you know.
You seem very shy.
Yeah, I'm the shyest. I kind of was, like, though. I was very loud when I was a kid. But
really?
I didn't want anybody to know that I enjoyed singing. I don't know why.
Huh.
But, yeah, and I did a lot of theater. My mom and I, you know, get all the kids, and we go camping and sing all the camping songs.
You really have an effortless approach to your singing. And what I mean by that is it just seems to naturally come out of your diaphragm, whereas a lot of other people seem like they're pushing it and they're working hard at it, but you just have this effortless grind in you. It's just phenomenal. Mellifluous, even.
Ooh,
sometimes.
I've never heard that word before.
I use it too much. I use it at Dairy Queen.
Can you use it later?
Yeah, please. Can you use that in a sentence? We should play the spelling bee clip again we played earlier. Okay, let's do another wee tune, if
sure
that's
thing.
Okay. What's the next song going to be?
This one's going to be... Let's see. Lonely Cry and Blues. You know, a lot of my songs come from heartache and experience, so this is one of those tunes, and here it is. It's called Lonely Cry and Blues.
Again, live on The Drew Marshall Show, Ginger St. James.
I've been down and broken hearted, baby. Tongue-tied crazy over you. Can I do now they're gone? I've been drinking since you left me, wishing you loved me, but you don't. You just won't ever be mine. A lot alone in bed at night, thinking about you. Try to sleep, but I can't keep from crying, crying out these blues. Well, I'm sitting wishing it was your lips I was kissing. The thought of you just turns me on. Every single love song makes me wonder where I went wrong. I'm so lonesome I could die. A lot alone in bed at night, thinking about you. Try to sleep, but I can't keep from crying, crying out these blues. Down and broken heart, baby. Tongue tied crazy over you. Can I do now that you're gone? I've been drinking since you left me, wishing you loved me, but you don't. You just won't ever be mine. A lot alone in bed at night, thinking about you. Try to sleep, but I can't keep from crying, crying out these blues.
Ginger St. James on The Drew Marshall Show. You are one seriously talented human being.
Oh, thank you.
What do you suck at?
Oh, my gosh. Lots of stuff. I suck at walking.
What, excuse me?
I'm just completely accident prone.
Are you a tripaholic?
Like, yeah, I am. I'm a kleptoholic. It doesn't matter if it's stairs or a friggin' doorknob or, you know, it doesn't matter. I hardly wear shorts in the summer because usually they're
all
displayed with bruises. You know, like 2 years ago. Honestly, since I was born... Okay, I came out with the measles.
Really?
Yes. My mom got the measles shot, and I came out with them. And then, like, it was like clockwork ever since, so...
You were born to sing Heartbreak. I came out with the measles. Have you worked that into a song yet?
Came out with the measles.
Na, 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 na.
I don't know.
Yeah, no. Do you see yourself in 30 years still in the industry, changing what you do? Do you have any desire to do different genres? Because you have this – okay, I know I'm just sounding like I'm waffling here, but you have this vocal ability, I think, to be able to hit different genres quite mm-hmm. comfortably. So is there another one you'd like to kind of giddy up on for a few years?
You know, not at the moment. I don't feel that
way.
This
is you.
This is me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna leave anything out. I mean, obviously, who knows what I'm gonna be doing in 30 years? But I definitely feel I'll still be playing. I'll still be writing. I'm looking for longevity, not stardom. You know,
smart as a Canadian.
You know, we have a woodworking side project that we just kicked off. It's called Slim's Rockers. So I've actually been finding that a bit relaxing, just as you know. Playing music and fishing. So it's called Slim's Rockers. He makes, guitar holders and things that are reclaimed wood or wasted wood, as you may have it, you know. And I don't know. I just kind of go with the flow. And, you know, we have a record coming out, though, so we'll be touring in the fall. But
we should probably talk just maybe a little bit about that.
Talk a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a record coming out.
Yeah.
Like a real record?
Yes. So
how many tracks will be on this record?
11 tracks, all original music.
Good for you.
The CD, it's been a work in progress over 2 years. It's independently released. That's usually how we do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it's called Diesel and Peas, which also refers to, you know, me being a kleptoholic or a tripaholic. Although this one included, you know, falling into a tree off a four-wheeler at the farm. So that's a farmer's remedy, diesel and peas. I'm like, Dad, I got to go to the hospital. He's like, honey, just pour some diesel and put a bag of peas on it and you'll be fine. So I feel that the songs included in this collection are a remedy for whether you have, you know, need to have stitches on your leg or have a broken heart or, you know, just need a drink or just want to party. There's something in there for everybody.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very well done. All right. We're going to take a very short break. Want to go out with a little bit more of Ginger St. James, and we want to maybe pick another track, I think, or maybe we'll just keep going with this one. That was such a good – I remember you playing – no, is there a video of you playing this song?
Yes, there is.
Right, because I remember watching it thinking, she's got me. This is the song that got me. Ginger St. James on the Drew Marshall Show. Want to stay with us? They're back doing a little more live.
Seven out of ten proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show. And then hold you in my arms
real tight, rock your baby through the night. I am just in love with this voice, Ginger St. James. Have a listen. I want to touch your face, kiss your lips, look into your eyes, whisper softly in your ear, sing your lullabies. The problem is when I press play and you're actually here in the studio, I have a dilemma. You know, do I just keep listening to your CD, which is so brilliantly produced? Or do we get you to, what, you're the producer of this thing too?
Sure
are you
is.
Kidding me? Snow Hill Slim. You need to chew. That's not a good look, man. No, especially when your teeth rot out, you know, afterwards. Folks, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca, and we're live in studio with Ginger St. James. She is a force to be reckoned with. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness.
And what I mean by that is, more specifically.
Thanks. That's good.
Is what is the it factor that everyone says about you? People, is it just the energy? Is it like, it's just, you exude something, and I'm not talking stink.
I don't know. I just am, you know, really, I just feel like I'm myself.
Do you always feel on? Do you always feel like you have to feel on? In other words, you know, you have the mornings where you're kind of down and dumpy and dopey. Down and dumpy and dope. Anyway.
Triple D.
then you go out and you got to put the face on. You got to be Ginger St. James. Hey, how you doing? Hey, nice to see you.
Well, you know what? On stage is probably the best place for me. I enjoy performing so much. Yeah. I feel the most authentic when I'm on stage.
Really?
I do. I really do. Huh. You know, and that, you know, brings my level up. But I mean, I understand I need to talk to a lot of people, you know, a lot of the time. And sometimes I just don't want to get out of bed, you know, like sometimes it's like a victory if I even put my toes on the floor, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just feel, you know, and I just do what I do now. I've just come to that point to accept that I am the way I am, you know, and I just owe it to myself to be as honest as I can with myself. And but on stage is where I feel the most authentic. You know, I kind of suffer with anxiety a little bit. So the whole, people coming at me and talking to me, I'm like, I kind of need a minute, you know.
Right, right.
So that's where the boys come in and I'm like, I just need to go outside for a minute. Can you please talk to these people before I go?
They're your O-line. Got it.
That's right.
Okay, so when you're creatively putting stuff together, when you're writing, mm-hmm. you know, we talk about this subject a lot on the show, do you write from a funk or do you write from being stoked? Which one gets you more creative?
Definitely in a funk. Well, yeah. I don't know. A lot of the time it's like if I'm down.
Hold on, you defaulted to definitely in a funk. Why did you change your mind?
Because it just seems like
it sounds poopy, right? And so
it does, but it isn't because it actually poopy? That's what poopy. No. It just I think I sort of that's the only way I can dig myself up is to where it's and I don't even sit down thinking I'm going to write a song right now. I'll be in the grocery store and like call him. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I just thought of this, and I'll go home and write it. I like kind of purge songs, mm-hmm. so I feel you know I'm gifted that way that I can. Sort of like be this crazy, maniacal, you know, anxiety-ridden sort of human, but have the ability to be able to purge that in a way, in a positive way, that allows me, you know, to sort of, you know, sort of allow my soul to kind of be released from this dark spot I'm in, to put it down on paper. So a lot of the times I just say I kind of throw up songs. As I've been, you know, kind of honing my craft a bit more and forcing myself to sort of sit down and just kind of, I don't know, like look at things as a gift. Like, you know, I was going through one of my best friends is going through cancer. And
That's horrible.
Absolutely. And I went to chemo with her one day and, you know, you have to be there I wasn't allowed in with her. So I had 4 hours to be in the waiting room, you know. And I said, you're not getting out of this chair until you write something, because that was sort of a lesson and a gift all at the same time, you know what I mean? And so that's where the train whistle song came up. And I mean, it was a terrible experience, you know, going through that. And I mean, I'm still sort of emotionally, you know, as well as her, like still kind of, you know, try to fill my soul back up from that. But I don't know, like it can be a dark place. It can't, but I'm never like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. I'm going to write this song about, you know, being lonely and depressed. It just, happy doesn't help me write. I don't know.
Totally
it sucks,
get that.
But it's true.
No, I get it. Yeah, I'm totally there with you. Know. GingerSt.James.com is a website. GingerSt.James.com. Performing tonight somewhere in Hamilton?
At the Zoetic Theater, 526 Concession Street. It used to be the old Movie Palace. It's a beautiful new venue with Shania Lynn Dawson. So it's a country, sort of sassy country rock and roll bill. $17 gets you in, and the doors are at 7:30. Get your yeehaw on.
All right, can we do another tune, please?
Oh, I sure can.
Do you happen to have another one ready?
We sure do.
What?
Actually,
this one?
I just wrote this right now, Drew. Just
really?
No.
You're so good. Cheeky girl.
This comes from one of those moments where I was kind of in a bit of a spot, you know, mentally and soulfully, and this is called Salvation.
Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Ginger St. James.
Oh, my halo, it's falling down around my neck. It's getting a little too tight for all those things I haven't done yet. I can't escape the grip that it's got. I'll try to be a woman I know I am not. Forgive me, forgive me. My halo, it's falling down around my knees like a deadbolt lock on a closet full of sin and disbelief. Troubled times in this troubled mind, all the ones I need most I've always left behind. Forgive me, if I had some kind of chance to undo all these things that I've let in, would it stop all the pain and guilt and the hurting? Just let me forget it.
St. James. Well done. Absolutely.
And Snow Hill Slim, thank you so much.
Yeah,
guys.
Snow Hill Slim needs to be, we need to talk about him more.
Yeah, you know what, we should. He has a band too. They're called The Boogie Infection. Aside from
The Boogie Infection?
The Boogie Infection.
Dude.
It's yeah, Juke Joint Blues.
Love
down
it.
Home. Awesome.
Love it.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you have an upcoming gig? Do you have a CD? Do you have keychains, frisbees, anything you'd like to sell at this particular
we
point
have
in time?
CDs?
Trucker hats.
That are sold out.
Really?
So
they're that popular.
We have CDs and they're sold out.
Well, we only made 20, but
oh, okay. Where did you guys form? Are you sort of
out Caledonia way?
Well, okay,
Caledonia, Cayuga, out that way. We're kind of along the river there.
Yeah,
scattered along the river.
Uh huh.
Haldeman County.
Yeah, Haldeman County.
And do you have a steel player?
No, we don't.
It's a trio.
It's a trio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Made of
bass, guitar, and me. Guitar or drums too, yeah.
yeah, and then
another thing,
and them their yeah. things. Who would be your dream person to open for? Who would Snow Hill Slim,
Jimbo Mathis,
and the what are you? What are they called again? The boogie
infection.
Booger.
Yeah.
No.
Boogie. Like get down and boogie yeah, all night long.
I think.
Who would you open for?
Let's see. John Lee Hooker.
Dude.
I know he's not alive, but.
That's a good one. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever see Johnny Lang play?
I have not. No.
Nope. Joe Bonamassa. These are some great ooh, guitar boy. Guys. Yeah. Well, you know, we gotta hang, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Get you geared up for that. Last kind of cool guitar gig I went and saw was Joe Bonamassa up at Casino Rama. You know, you're getting old when the groups you like play at Casino Rama. That's what I have to say about that. Same for you, Ginger. Who would you dream open for?
Probably the Reverend Horton Heat. They're a rockabilly, Texas rockabilly band. I'm just kind of crushing on them a
nice.
Little bit. So, yeah.
Have you ever gone down?
Have you ever gone down there,
down to the rockabilly kind of area and hung out down there?
No, I haven't. Actually, we haven't made it to the States yet. So with this release, we'll be getting down there, getting on down there, you know, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. We'll be
again.
Yeah, hoping. Yeah, definitely pursuing more gigs in the States. And the rockabilly scene is kind of more vibrant down there.
Huge. Yeah. But there seems to be just a big resurgence in this whole
absolutely.
Rockabilly
oh,
thing.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm.
Who's the rockabilly queen?
Wanda Jackson.
I saw a special on her a little while ago. Right. And right after that, I saw, was it Danny Nash that I saw? She's got a grind in her voice, isn't she?
She does.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's other, I mean, especially with Danny, like her, I love her. Mm. I love Danny Nash. Danny Nash, I love you. you know, but there's other influences there that I have too that may not be like considered like rockabilly
like
in the current, in the current sort of, you know, resurgence. But I mean, like Brenda Lee, even Patsy Cline, you know, Kitty Wells. These are people, you know, that may not have been, you know, on top of things because everybody kind of refers to Patsy as more of a crooner. But there's some, there is definitely, if you look at her whole catalog, there's some great gritty, you know, grinding tunes. But Wanda Jackson was certainly the most popular of her time.
Is she still going?
Yes.
Thought so.
Yes, it's insane.
I'm going to try to get her on the show. I'm going to write that down.
You should. Yeah. Actually, she plays in Toronto from time to time with her backing. They have a band called the Rizdales, who are out of London, that kick butt, and they usually are her backing band.
Hold on, I'm writing this down. Rizdales from London?
Yep.
London, Ontario?
That's right, London, Ontario.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Great.
I'm sorry. This is a very personal question to ask you on air, but I'm sure eventually you'll have, maybe if you don't already, a Wikipedia page, and everyone will know. How old are you? Come on. You look at you. You totally balked at that.
I don't want to.
Okay, let me just ask you. For the years that you've been alive, for all 19 years that you've been alive.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're too kind.
Darkest time, brightest time?
High school, darkest time, for sure. I just was just in a terrible mental state. I was suffering a lot from anxiety, some stress that I went through. My family had split up. We were moving around a lot. It was, my grandma had passed away. Just like there's a lot of change. And plus I'm a sensitive person. So it was just like, my whole world was sort of crumbling. Yeah. Brightest time is, you know, hard to say. You know, I have my ups and downs, but brightest time is just... when I get to play.
When you're
on
stage.
I get to go out. Yeah, that's the brightest time for sure. That's a genuine smile. You know, I'm just like, all right, let's do this, you know.
How many times do people bring up Lucille Ball?
Never.
Come on.
No, I'm not kidding.
Because you have that same twinkle. You do. And I don't mean the goofy Lucille Ball from the show, but when you watch old Lucille Ball interviews and there's something, I see some kind of vibe similarities, you know. And it's not just the color of your hair kind of thing, you know? Although that does probably play a little bit of a role in it. A typical interview question again, but who's in your, I can't even say that. I was going to say who's in your CD player. Does anybody use a CD player anymore?
Yeah, who's in my...
Who's in your iPod or your whatever? Who's in your Walkman?
Last that I listened to? Oh, gosh, I don't even know. Probably Hank Williams was the last I listened to. But that changes. Like, I can go Beastie Boys. Like, I'm big hip-hop. You know, like, 80s, late 80s, 90s hip-hop. I'll crank it at home, Missy Elliott, stuff
I'm
like
so
that.
Glad you brought up Beastie Boys. I'd like to share with you my Beastie Boys story.
Okay, everybody has one.
It has nothing to do with meeting them or hanging out with them. It has to do with listening to their music at an inappropriate time. I grew up in a funeral home.
Right.
I didn't get my driver's license till I was 19.
Okay.
I used to steal the funeral cars when my parents went away and drive the hearse down Yonge Street and then all the way back. And I had the Beastie Boys pumping out of that thing. So inappropriate.
It's not in the back.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do one more little song here, if you could set one up for us.
Sure, no problem.
What do you got?
What are we going to do? This is a... little song I wrote. It's called Country Bumpkin, and it tells you a little about me and what I'm about. So here we go.
Ginger St. James, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Well, I ain't no city slicker. My skin's been getting thicker. Sitting by my lonesome like I'm locked up in Folsom. A rambling country bumpkin. Another new in the barnyard, getting cross-eyed with my guitar, just singing the blues. Well, I left the bright lights of the city cause I couldn't drink it pretty, so I hiked it to the country with a Chevy driving kitty. Oh, rambling country pumpkin with another new. In the barnyard getting cross-eyed with my guitar just singing the blues. Well, I'm a chick from the sticks. I get my kicks picking licks. I'm a beer drinking, dirt kicking son of a woo! A rambling country bumpkin with nothing to do. In the barnyard getting cross-eyed with my guitar just singing the blues. Take a whistle. I can take a licking and keep on ticking, so you can keep your hacks, cause I'm sticking with the chickens around the country bumpkin with nothing to do. In my barnyard getting cross-eyed with my guitar just singing the blues. Well, you're a lady, you're a lady. Just singing the blues.
You're killing me with these songs. Just killing me. I keep waiting for one to just go, eh, yeah, that was okay. And then like a pathetic clap at the end. I just love this stuff. And, you know, when we're living in this time where a lot of people are just needing to kind of unplug for a night.
Right.
And your gig has got to do it. If you can't unplug and mm-hmm. just kind of let her go at your gig, mm-hmm. you're dead. You just, right. you're past the point of no return. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so appreciative for what you do. I really am.
Well,
yeah. Love your stuff. Love your style. It's just, it really is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Would you do the Via Rail thing again? Can you do it again?
Oh, we sure can. Yeah, okay. Actually, they really liked us. So they said that we're welcome back anytime.
What was that? I remember seeing recently a clip where Mumford and Sons, actually, I think it was actually called When They Knew Their Song, they had made it.
Right.
And they were singing their song. All of a sudden, the crowd started singing it back louder than they were singing mm-hmm. it. And this big, goofy smile came over Marcus's face. Have you had a moment like that where you're on stage and just kind of went, oh, this is it. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I mean, I know
like,
your
you
answer.
Know
you're going to say every night I'm up
no,
there.
No, it's not always. Like, I mean, obviously sometimes there's places you play where there's the people aren't turned on for whatever reason or they just don't. I get it. But, I mean, when you can click, even if it's just two people that you can just – and they're like, yeah. You know, they just give you the thumbs up and you're like – and you look at them and you're like, yeah, it's great, isn't it? That's when I really get lit up, you know. And even with Country Bumpkin, though, it's fun because I've included the audience now. I'm like, okay, be my pal. Like, let's go, yeah. Friends. We're all here. Let's help each other out. And I'll do, like, a little call and answer at the end with a yodel-y. You know, that really gets the audience going. And at the end of that, we're all friends, or so I think, you know, unless somebody wants to tell me different.
That's a good bumper sticker. Yodeling brings people together.
It does.
Yodeling heals the world. I just want to slip over to here to Snowheel Jim. Snowheel Jim here. In
Slim.
The
Slim. He knows.
So, Mr. Slim, can you give us a little sample of just flat picking by yourself so people understand when I say flat picking, this is what I'm talking about? One, two, three. That's just incredible.
That's better.
So is this just a matter of practice, or have you been kind of blessed with this kind of talent right off the start?
I think I have been blessed to a degree, yeah, and just hunkering down in the bedroom and playing a lot. Combination of the two, I'd say.
Yeah. You must have, like, just ridiculous calluses on your fingers.
Pretty good, yeah. I don't do what Clapton does. He takes a shower with a rubber glove on, but
what?
I wouldn't go there. Yeah, to protect his callus.
Keep some heart.
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah, but I don't do that.
No. Yeah. And if you ever decide to do that, don't share it. Just don't tell anyone about that. That's crazy.
It's probably on the cover of the Rolling Stones magazine with that.
Exactly.
Rubber gloves
on. Okay, well, I know we said 4 to 5 songs. Would I be able to squeak another one out of you?
Sure.
Do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure we do.
Because we got about 5 minutes left in the show, and I just want to hear more music from you. I'm sorry to be selfish, but that's what I want. And it's called The Drew Marshall Show for a reason. Folks, what are we going to do here?
Honey.
Okay.
I'm going to do a little tune, a little love ditty. It's called My Honey.
Love it. Again, live in The Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Snow Hill Slim and Ginger St. James.
Love me, love me, love me, ride. Give me what you got with all your might. Oh, 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 my honey. save the night. Oh, oh my honey, help me, I have fallen so in love with you, my darling. Sunny skies and butterflies, they keep me smiling all the while. So kiss me, yeah, it's true. Cross my heart, I'm in love with you. Oh, oh, oh my honey. Cross my heart, I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 my honey. Oh, 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 my honey. Oh, oh, my honey.
Okay, honestly, seriously, here's the problem with what's happening here is I'm getting so lost in your tunes. I heard Mills Brothers in there. I heard just a... So, I don't understand how young people like you... Did I just say that? How young people like you can be...
19.
Can be so...
Just legal.
Can be just so into the stuff that permeates cultures. I mean, you just picked up the right stuff. It's by the way, when I say Mills Brothers, have you listened to them?
Yes, I have, yeah.
See?
I mean, I even have it on record at home. But I mean, like, that's where it comes from. The gift was given at 3 years old. I just didn't realize it until... I was older, and it came out through me. So it's definitely genuine,
yeah.
I feel, as where I'm inspired from. And I can, that way, I have all the tools to draw from any inspiration I want.
That was Ginger St. James on The Drew Marshall Show, accompanied by Mr. Snowheel Slim. Folks, thank you very, very much for dropping by and doing your thing. Listen, that's the end of our show. Come back next week. We'll have a little fun for you.
Sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all that fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. So I'll be asking for forgiveness then, until the day I die. Though I can't be sure of what I've done, I think I'd better try. Well, thank God you're not the jury. Well, thank God I'm not the judge. Here's to a bigger picture. Here's to the bigger love. I am a liberal.